Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The NFL Draft. Who will the Bills pick? Rounds 2 and 3 tonight at 7 p.m.
Coverage of the NFL Draft on WGR is presented by Fiegel Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys. And also brought to you in part by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Brody Construction. Join us in building Buffalo. And by Upstate Honda Dealer. For great deals, visit your local Honda dealer today.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We are back. It feels like we were here not that long ago. It was 24 hours ago. Well,
that we got left. Started.
Yeah,
we did not leave 24 hours ago.
We did not. Well, welcome back, everyone. The Bills on the clock. Before we get into whom the Bills will end up taking today, guys, you had a night to sleep on everything. What do you guys... How you guys end up feeling about how day one went? A little anticlimactic, but, you know, we're here. And the Bills are on the clock, and they're going to have significantly more picks. They've moved up several rounds. They got 4 fifth-round picks, 2 seconds and a third. And it would not surprise me at all if they find their way into a fourth pick today and using some of the ammunition they've got in the fifth rounds to find themselves back in the third.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm chilling. I'm cool with what's going on here. I don't need to worry about this team in the current moment.
Well, you do because, you know, we're talking about them.
Yes, so, I mean, they do. They do select right about
right
almost now.
Yeah, right meow.
Not right now, but like
pretty
basically.
Right meow, yeah.
We're waiting for basically the TV to be like, okay, now you can start. But they didn't draft anyone yesterday.
They did not.
I think the Chiefs trade was overblown. I don't really care anymore. Like, yeah, sure, they drafted Xavier Worthy. You know what else they do? Bomb at drafting wide receivers. So I'm not worried.
I'll have this conversation with you. Go ahead.
Oh, don't worry. I've got a friend.
I'm glad that that's your take. Zach, why don't you go ahead and tell him how he's wrong.
I'm feeling all right. I mean, the reason why I'm feeling okay is they're going to pick in the third round. I said they'd pick in the third round yesterday, so I'm feeling good about that. Also, one of my favorite wide receivers is available at 33. If they take Adonai Mitchell with the first pick of the second round, to me, they're walking away the last guy in the first round after the big three that I thought had true X potential. So I'm feeling good there. I think as well with them trading back and now having three pick, or projected to have three picks tonight, I think there's a very high chance that they double dip at wide receiver and then go get somebody like Tyler Newbin out of Minnesota at safety. And honestly, I go into the weekend then going, yeah, good. That's three starters. So, look, does the Chiefs trade have bad optics? Yeah, especially because they didn't really make them work for it. But ultimately, you get a third-round pick, they take the receiver. Many were already mocking to them anyways. I'd rather them have a third-round pick than basically anyone else they trade up with.
I, you know, sleeping on it, I think trading back is good business. I will not argue that trading back, getting picks was not a good decision for the Bills, especially knowing how deep this wide receiver class is. And you need help at the position. You need probably more than one guy. To me, I think a lot of it's based on bias of whom I wanted the Bills to draft. I really liked Xavier Worthy going into this. It as the process started to narrow into yesterday, it had he had become a more and more, I think, ideal situation for me personally. I liked the skill set. I liked what he would potentially bring to the offense. And, you know, I think thinking about the rounded out room now in Kansas City of potentially, if, you know, his legal issues aren't as extreme as they at least initially seemed, Rashee Rice, Marquise Brown, and Xavier Worthy round out to be, I think, a fantastic trio of wide receivers. And I think part of it is the optics of helping another team that has been the team that has stopped you from getting to where you want to go get better, but get better at a position that you need. And I think thirdly, guys, where – and we can kind of move into this, and I kind of want to just cap off my thoughts on yesterday is – the idea of, you know, they've drafted Sky Moore, so I'm not worried. They've drafted, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I'm not worried. They traded for, you know, Kadarius Toney, and that hasn't worked out. So who cares? Brett Veach is one of the best, if not the best, general managers in football. There are a certain I guess what I would say is anytime you're talking about a player with any kind, whether it's speed, whether it's brains, whether it's, you know, I don't know. When I'm talking about generational or elite traits, he has generational elite speed. And to me, if you're a good offensive coach, if you've got a great quarterback, you find a way to fit that in your offense. If you don't think it fits, find a way. To me, that's where my frustration stems from is I liked the player. I liked the prospect a lot. The more and more I studied, the more and more I watched of him, the more and more I wanted him. And I have a hard time anytime you're trading back with a team that sits there like the Kansas City Chiefs have beaten you and you allow them to get a player with anything remotely regarding generational talent. That's really where my frustration is from. But again, I like the position the Bills are in right now. I'm excited about what's going to happen tonight. Again, lots of picks tonight, 3 picks. I think there will end up being 4 picks tonight. I think they will use one of those picks and move back into the third round. I could see them really viewing the second round as an opportunity to get 3 starters. Maybe they find a way to bump back into the second round.
I think Bean did say yesterday that he has more second round grades on guys than he did first round. So I think you're absolutely right.
So let's go quick round table as Roger Goodell starts to kick off the day two of this draft about who we would like to see the Bills go here with at 33. Maybe you don't want to see them do anything at all. You want to see them move back a couple more picks,
like a sicko,
and not make a selection here. I'm going to go with who I'd like and who I think. I think who I'd like here at 33 is Cooper DeJean. I think he's a starter right off the boat. I think he provides dual value. I think he was one of the. And I talked to, one of my former coaches yesterday when we were in the lead up to this, and we talked about Cooper DeJean is every time he stepped on the field, whether it was against Ohio State, whether it was against an SEC team, he was the best player on the field. And he fits an immediate need. The versatility to me, of course, if he's a safety, which I believe that's what the Bills would view him as, the versatility there. And then in the kick return game, I think he can be your kick returner. And I think with how the kickoff rules have changed, that having a game-breaking kick returner and punt returner to me has a lot of value. So I would like to see Cooper DeJean. Who I think it will be is I think it'll be Keon Coleman. That's who I think the Bills are going to take at 33. That's my want and whom I think. Derek, why don't you give me yours?
All right, so that's interesting that you want DeJean. I want Mitchell. Adonai Mitchell is probably the most talented receiver left. A guy that can take over football games. I'm hoping that this perception that he's like potentially a little lazy, he's not keeping up with everything there. It's just like I'm hoping that it's overblown and the Bills are taking advantage of an opportunity there. Who I expect is who you want. I expect it to be DeJean. I do think that the Bills find the value to be too strong there, and then they find a way from 60 to vault themselves up into the second round and strike to take another receiver there. My guess would be someone probably along the lines of like Troy Franklin in that sense.
I'm obviously I kind of made my point known right at the start. I want Adonai Mitchell. we die with Ad and I kind of deal. Like, I'm
ride or die. It's Ad and I.
That's where I'm at. I'm a Texas fan. I love Ad and I Mitchell. Everything he offers. I've already said I think he can really and truly be an X wide receiver, especially when you pair him with a guy like Josh Allen. I'm with Nate though. I actually do think it's going to be Keon Coleman. I do not love the prospect. However, if they take him, I'm willing to just okay. That's their guy. Like, I will not complain if it's Keon Coleman. It's not the guy I want, but I do think it is the highest need of position they have. They do not have any outside wide receivers outside of Mac Hollins. That's concerning. And I honestly, while I think Cooper DeJean may be a guy that they really, really like, I find them being able to get value, especially at the safety position, later on with a guy like Tyler Newbin at safety. But yeah, I want Ed and I Mitchell. I think it's going to be Keon Coleman.
By the way, the clock has officially started counting. The Buffalo Bills are officially on the clock, though they were pretty much on the clock the moment they traded back.
Realistically, I know Ryan Poles joked with Caleb Williams yesterday that when he called him, like, the league made him wait 5 minutes, but he's like, I waited for a month, like, I'm going to call him now. The Bills, I get it. You have not had the pick for a month. You've had it all day. Let's go. Turn it in.
The Bills are trading back again? Is that what I'm just seeing?
No, it's just the trades that they recapped yesterday. Okay, the Bills were very busy moving backwards.
I just saw red. I need
trading back again.
I almost saw red.
I'm not going to lie to you. If they trade back again, hysterical laughter is going to begin. Zach probably loses his marbles, and you have a tire fire on your hands.
So, and Evan, for us here, when we play the pick, let's play a little bit of whomever they pick. Some of the commentary about the player that they're going to pick. They're showing Ladd McConkey up on the screen. Obviously, I think that's a player the Bills absolutely could go to in this situation. I don't have a ton of opinions on receivers here at 33. I don't know. I know you're a big Texas fan. I'm not as convinced that Adonai Mitchell is a player that that I'd be looking at here. But I think if you look at the group of receivers left, Mitchell probably has the highest ceiling.
And that's really where I'm at. I think realistically, I can totally understand. Like, if people don't like Mitchell, I understand. Like, I'm never going to sit here and go, like, those excuses are ridiculous. No, I mean, like, he has built up the rep of being a little bit lazy. There are reports of him being very lax when it comes to handling his insulin as a type 1 diabetic. But the potential
better,
and the landing spot the Bills
what
would
better
be,
locker
feels
room
perfect.
For Adonai yes. Mitchell than Buffalo.
And that's my feeling is it does feel like if they picked him, the next call is, hey boss, someone's gonna be next to you all day, every day. You're gonna take your insulin, you're gonna love it, and you're gonna
love it.
And by a year later, it's gonna be just regulated of like he knows what
he'll
to do.
He'll be on a system, he'll be in
along
a flow.
With that, this is not, year two, year three Josh Allen. This is year what, seven Josh Allen? You're coming with a known commodity and a very real chance. And again, I may be being naive thinking this. You're coming in knowing that if I hit in 4 years, I am going to have truly generational wealth. The way the wide receiver position is being paid, you will have generational wealth if you can nail this. Nate, I cannot believe you. And I got nothing out of that. I got nothing out of it.
Oh, yeah.
I got nothing out of it.
I got it.
I don't like that everyone had that reaction. This is actually going to break my heart. This is going to break my heart.
You know what? I wish I could say it, but you know what? I was holding out hope that I could avoid saying it so that I would jinx it so that I wouldn't have someone here that I didn't really want.
I like that when I get the pick before you guys, I pull out, I open the highlighter. And
Nate's acting like it's like 1960 in here.
Do we have like a steel chair I could smash in?
Jordan Schultz did share the pick with me. He DM'd me the pick, so I do know who it is.
I also now know who it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think with Mitchell though, it's just I think there's so much potential there. Now, if the Bills do not pick him, I will tell you his red flags then are basically for everybody. I think everyone has bought into
right.
The red flags at that
There's
point.
No question about the red flags. There like absolutely no question about the red flags with A.D. Mitchell. And I think they go beyond kind of what I think there's clearly some on-field issues because I think a lot of people,
yeah.
If you look at the talent, would be willing to overlook a lot of the on-field issues to take a guy with his potential ceiling. But again, high ceiling. We'll see. I don't know how far this fall is going to be for A.D. Mitchell. Heck, the Bills get around 60, and he could still be on the board.
Yes,
which
please.
Would be crazy.
Should we just start slandering?
I don't know that anyone will really, you know,
hear
take
us,
our
but you know, but put that energy out there so that they can double dip.
So the Bills, the pick is in here.
If he falls to like pick 50, do you think that's like strike distance to move up though? Like legitimately?
Yes.
Yeah.
But with that being said,
you have 4 5th round picks. That's a lot of ammunition to play with.
I'll be honest. If a guy like A.D. Mitchell falls to around that point, I'll be honest. And I've brought up, I want them to double dip. I immediately start zeroing in on a guy like Jalen Polk. Like, to me at that point, if Mitchell is falling that far, I personally then, and maybe I shouldn't do this, I will start sitting here going, the red flags probably are too much. That they've learned in their meetings, and they've had him in for private meetings. The meetings told them it can't be this guy. Then I start going to a guy or somebody like a Jalen Polk, who really, while not excellent at anything, really outside of his hands, he catches everything, does everything at a really, really high level, adds size, adds, you know, good enough speed.
Same question about pick 50 with Polk, I guess.
I think I would.
I still would like to see Beam get a little aggressive, especially when he traded back a couple times last night.
I think we're all convinced, though, he will. Like, I mean,
It's in day two typically as well.
And I think, like, Nate's right. Like, I could see them having 4 picks tonight because either they move it back into the second round and make 3 second round picks or into the third and make 2 for 2.
I think getting those 4 5th round picks gives him the ammunition that he wants to, as we were all noting, he thinks he's going to get 3 starters today based on how many round 2 grades they have.
All right, and Roger Goodell begins, at least it looks like he's beginning his strut onto the stage.
Aaron Williams.
Call. I love it. I'm going to speak for all of Bills Mafia when I say we want to wish Kim Pegula speed recovery with blessed wishes, and we have all the prayers for you. With that being said, with the 33rd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Keon Coleman, receiver, Florida State.
There's your guy, Lewis. You have been talking about him with us for weeks. A transfer from Michigan State. 50 catches, 11 touchdowns in his one season in Tallahassee. Great athlete. He actually played in 6 basketball games for Tom Izzo while at Michigan State. So while he didn't run that fast, the athleticism is there.
Yeah, look, the functional speed, meaning when you put the pads on and the cleats on and you're out there on the field and people are pushing on you, how fast are you then? It was never a concern. He's the kind of guy, as you see him here at Michigan State, this is what he makes a living doing. Plus 20 yard line on the football field, you better know where number 4 is when he played for Florida State, because otherwise he was going to take the ball off the top of your head just like he was playing basketball at Michigan State. He's a guy who needs to continue to clean up the route running as far as the intermediate game, running these comebacks, making sure the hips get down, you burst out of it, you finish the routes, because after the catch, it's like a big running back running the football, which is exactly what every wide receiver coach wants to see. This is one of the best catches you'll see.
Yeah.
He never even put his other hand on it. He never even touched it. And he can do that now. He can go ahead and he can take the short pass and he can split the defense, make the safety miss, and now he's off to the races.
All right, so there you have it. The Bills select Keon Coleman, wide receiver, Florida State. The wide receiver train can finally come to a halt. Guys, let's get some reaction from you. Zach, you know, obviously not the guy you wanted. You were kind of all in on A.D. Mitchell. But Keon Coleman, as you know, you heard there from the ESPN analyst, Lewis Riddick, a player that I guess one of his weaknesses is separation. But at the NFL level, again, you're not going to see a lot of man press coverage.
Yep.
He's a guy that I think becomes another weapon for Josh Allen in the red zone. To me, this is purely a Gabriel Davis
replacement. And that's where I'm having a tough time with it. Look, let's be frank here too. Keon Coleman went from a guy that many people really, really liked, and then he had a disaster of a combine. And it's really tough to look past that 4.6 40. It really is. But that's where I'm having a tough time of this offense still, it lacks speed. They brought up, and I'm talking Bean and McDermott there, brought up so much already in this offseason of the Bills lacking explosive plays. I don't see Keon Coleman being a guy that at the NFL level is breaking away from defenders and taking the top off of defense. He feels like at 6'3", 225 pounds, a guy that is just, you know, we're throwing up a target, it's 50-50 balls, the whole thing. But I will say, with them getting Keon Coleman, more than ever, it does feel like they're going to draft another wide receiver tonight. It really does.
It does. And Jordan Schultz, after tweeting out who the pick was, Keon Coleman was the top wide receiver left that Josh Allen wanted. Bills knew they could move down, get more picks, and still get him. This was the Josh Allen guy. So something to keep in mind, too, as the context of this.
My kingdom for a receiver that could separate, please. It's tough to see that that's the first one that the Bills are going to end up selecting here. It's just he was the one guy that I wasn't fond of in the wide receiver class. Good news is, everyone, I'm wrong pretty often. So...
Wear it with pride.
Here's to Hall of Fame career, I guess.
You know what, though? And I brought this up this morning talking with a lot of my friends. It was kind of a... Oh, by the way, the Chargers have also traded up with New England as well. Just want to throw that out there. We don't have the numbers yet, but...
It's going to be a receiver. It's got to be, right?
I would imagine. I will say this, though. This, and like I said, they're filling out roles. I do imagine this is going to be something along the lines of they're going to draft another receiver. I think this also kind of shows they really are going to take into account something I wanted them to do early in the offseason, which is the Green Bay model, which is ultimately get guys that fill roles. Not necessarily any kind of number one wide receiver. Some guys could break out. Of course, they did draft Dalton Kincaid last year. I know a lot of people, including myself, are pretty happy there. But this does feel like we're just going to get guys that can play roles. We're going to have talented wide receivers all over.
Thank you. This is rarefied air for a kicker. We don't usually show up in the second round, so... For all the great kickers out there, thank you. So we have a trade. The New England Patriots have traded the 34th pick to the Chargers. And with that 34th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chargers select Ladd McConkey, wide receiver, Georgia.
All right, so there is the other receiver. And I think we're going to see that run on receivers. Let's go to the Wester Hotline now because we've got Brandon Bean. Okay, here's Brandon Bean, Bills general manager.
I'm good with it.
All right, we've got a little bit of poor connection, so we're going to give this 1 second before we bring it back to Brandon Bean. But again, Ladd McConkey, the pick here, the second overall pick of the second round. And again, we were talking a little bit about this run on wide receivers. Absolutely an area where that could happen now. It looks like we've got Brandon Bean now, so let's go to him.
Just making sure we didn't go too far. So we had a group of guys that we liked, and we're very excited to get him.
When you see guys, Brandon, are you referring to?
Not just receivers. Yeah, not just receivers.
Okay, but that being said, there were a lot of receivers who projected in that maybe late first, early second area.
Yeah.
What made Keon stand out for you guys?
Yeah, just big physical size, plays above the rim. For a big guy, drops his weight. I was at his season opener this year against LSU, and this guy's, I knew who he was. He transferred from Michigan State, but hadn't really seen him in person. And pregame, during the game, like he's catching punts. You don't really see a guy that's 6'3 plus that, usually those are smaller guys that can do that. So you saw his athletic ability. A lot of times bigger guys have some stiffness. He really drops his weight top of the route and gets separation. Some guys, due to their stiffness, they struggle to, to separate from the DBs. He does a great job there, uses body position, obviously wingspan, contested catches, all those things. He's got some rack ability too. I think you go to that game, I think he caught like a 40-yard little either bang eight or like a slant or something, made a guy miss, took it the rest of the way. So he's not just a big guy that catches the ball and goes down. Like, he can make plays, with his feet.
When you have a guy who comes in and produces in his first year in the system, does that get your attention that he'll be able to pick up what you guys do quickly?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a guy who transferred to a school that had a lot of expectations, and, he answered everything I think they were looking for and then some. And, that team, if they don't lose their quarterback, they're probably in the playoffs. In the final four teams, they unfortunately lost him and it cost them. But he made a lot of big plays. I know the Clemson game made an unbelievable catch. I think Syracuse game, he made just an amazing catch. Like, you can see his above the rim plays. And, you know, we get some freelance plays with Josh's athletic ability. He's a guy that's going to be able to – he's got a great feel, an instinctual feel. I think some of that comes from even his basketball background. This guy's not just like a high school basketball player. Like, he could have played major college hoops. So that shows you his athletic ability, you know, and we like guys that play multiple sports. He's 20 years old. He'll be 21. So still an ascending talent. And, you know, I would say he's a hungry dude. He's going to talk a little bit. You guys will enjoy him. Like, you know, we probably got Derek Boyko is going to have his work cut out for him probably. But he's a confident kid. He's a dog, you know, however you want to say it. He'll bring some attitude and energy to our room, but he loves ball. Like, he's all about ball. And, you know, we had him here for a 30 visit, and he loves, you know, Josh Allen, and you could tell he really wanted this to work out here.
You put it into the 4-6-1 time. And second question is, how do you feel he handles press coverage?
We'll start with the press. Really good release. Of the bigger guys, we thought his release was about as good as any. I think that comes from the basketball. Some of the guys were a little stiffer and they struggled. You know, is he going to run away from people? Probably not. That's probably not his number one strength. I think his play speed is definitely faster than, you know, we're able to get access to the GPS times. You feel the play speed. I would say his play speed's closer to 4.5, not a 4.4, but plenty fast. The separation ability, the ability to drop his weight. He can torque again. You go back to some of the stiffer guys, they struggle on the back shoulder, you know, getting around easy for him. You see some of those plays that he made in college. So, no, I'm not, you know, would you love him to be 4.4? I think if he was true game speed 4.4, he wouldn't have been available.
How much of 33 is a popular spot for trades? You mentioned last night that you'd even had some calls. Did anything material get close in your mind?
Not close. Definitely conversations, but no one. Our board was getting thin, you know, as we went down, and we just didn't want to take a chance. If we could have gone back one or something like that, and still, you know, thought we could have got Keon, maybe. I've done that before, but didn't want to chance it at this point.
How important was it to get one on the board after your maneuvers yesterday, just to get on the board today?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, everyone in the draft room kind of knew without me saying who we wanted today. You know, they see the board. They don't have to know what's coming next. So it was kind of unspoken. You know, you could feel the energy in the cafeteria at dinner tonight. And so, you know, a lot of people got to know Keon, you know, in the 30 visit. We passed these guys around and talking about his energy. When we break draft meetings, a lot of times they're already in there in the calf. We kind of split them up when they're going to talk to us. And he's the first guy you heard. And we had some other receivers in that day. And so he's got a lot of bravado to him. Personality, and I think you guys will enjoy him.
You kind of teased a couple of weeks ago about getting a bigger, you know, wide receiver with catch radius, and this offense is going 20-20 with anybody. But how much did the decision to bring Keon Coleman in, as far as a red zone threat?
Yeah, I think this gives us another guy down there to, you know, you never, when you get down there, you want to make sure you're getting, you know, 6-7 instead of kicking field goals. And so this gives us another guy for that Josh can trust, even if he is covered, to throw him a ball, whether it's back shoulder, whether it's, you know, a fade in the back of the end zone. You know, there are, if you look at his tape, you'll see all of those throws at some point. And, you know, he makes his fair share. I think there's even a couple he probably would have wanted to make this year that he didn't. But if you look even back to Michigan State, he's a natural, you know, play above the rim basketball type player.
Do you view him just as an outside guy or a guy that's versatile inside and outside?
He can actually play some inside. You know, I think position one, you know, I think Joe will probably line him up as just a standard X receiver on the outside. But I do think because of his shiftiness inside, he can get off press in there and, you know, get up the middle, be a kind of a big body, you know, if Joe wants to use him like that.
What about take two return, more, please?
What about as a return man? He did return punts last year.
Yeah, we'll see. He can do it. He called him pretty easy. I cannot remember if he had any muffs or not right off the top of my head, but, you don't see many guys, 6'3", that can naturally catch it. You can see his athletic ability. It makes sense, a multi-sport athlete.
He'll just be 21, and there's this belief for, in the global sense of football, that rookie receivers generally can't be relied upon to be a huge impact.
Yeah.
Historically speaking, what are your expectations in that regard?
Oh, he's probably going to have 150 catches. Yeah. 2,000 yards. No, I'm just kidding. I think he'll, we'll bring him along. He'll have to learn the offense. We'll see how many spots. Can he just learn the X? Can he learn multiple spots to, that may not be right away, but he'll help us a lot. He's going to, he's a big body on when teams, when we want to lean on him and run the ball too. But I think it'll be one of those things. How quick can he get everything? Him and Josh get on the same page. I know Josh is going to be super excited to get him, and I know Keon is excited to be here. So, stat-wise, I don't know, but I think he'll help us.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Bills general manager Brandon Bean following the pick of new Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman from Florida State with the first pick in the second round. We're going to take a timeout. On the other side, we'll get you updated on the most recent picks. The Commanders are on the clock. The pick is in, so we'll get that for you on the other side as well. You're listening to continuing coverage here of the 2024 NFL Draft here on WGR. All right, welcome back to our continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft here on WGR. Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones along with you for the next several hours as we chug along day two of the NFL Draft. Let's get a quick update of the last couple of picks from Derek Kramer.
All right, so the past couple picks here, Washington just selected defensive tackle Johnny Newton out of Illinois. And the pick that was before
stud.
That, another defensive tackle, this one from Clemson, rookie Ohorohoro. That was a
good pronunciation.
Yeah.
Hey,
man. I'm glad you tried it. You know what?
Yeah. Gotta try. What's the worst that could happen? I say a name wrong?
That's fair.
Zachary?
You could do that. All right, we've got a New England Patriots on the clock now at 37. We'll play that for you here live when they make the announcement. And guys, talk a little bit about the division. We talked about that last night a little bit when we were killing time between when we were hearing Brandon Bean and, the end of the draft yesterday. But, New England in that first round, who did they even get in the first round?
New England?
Oh, just kidding.
I was like, Nate.
Who do they got? I don't know. They got some quarterback or something. But
just a guy.
They go up. They stand pat. They don't trade back. That was the one position. And obviously, a lot of the conversation going into the first round was that the draft kind of felt like it officially started at third overall. They end up staying put, taking Drake May. If you're the Patriots, probably looking to add his. Someone that could work with him because right now they don't have wide receiver position. Juju still on the roster?
Are we going Tyquan Thornton? I mean, that's the thing. Like, we're looking at a number of guys and just being like, I can't even say they're guys. Like, they're a team and specifically an offense bereft of talent. There is just no one there. I mean, that was a big reason why I was saying that even when they took Drake May, I could have absolutely heard the argument of we need to move back. We need to just pick up picks to have talent. You look right now at their wide receiver room and it's barren. I mean, you've got it's bad.
All right, we've got the Patriots on the clock. The pick is in.
What up though, man? You hear me? It's an honor to be standing here, man. As a proud Detroit native, as a Cass Tech alumni, and a University of Michigan alumni, the national champs, man. Always. With the 37th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, my New England Patriots select Jalen Pope, receiver, Washington.
And that actively crushes my soul.
So there you go, Jalen Polk. They go and get the second number two receiver in Washington. By the way, for those, there are three Washington wide receivers that will likely go, and I think McMillan might go today.
I would imagine he does.
So that's another name to watch as well. So the Patriots add a guy that might, you know, be able to develop into their number one receiver. I mean, he's probably going to be, you know, expected to and probably will play early on in his career in New England. We were just kind of talking about whom they have right now at the wide receiver position, not a deep position for the New England Patriots. So Jalen Polk, a nice pickup for the New England Patriots.
I mean, really, I mentioned it as a guy for maybe the Bills at 60. Derek, we were talking like if they get to 50, do you trade up for him? And I was hesitant, but I kind of like the idea. You see now, though, where the NFL thinks about him. He goes at 37. And it's really, it's because he kind of does everything well. And he joins a New England wide receiver room that is led by guys like K.J. Osborne, Jalen Reagor, Juju Smith-Schuster, Tyquan Thornton. I think Kendrick Bourne's back there as
well.
Might
be the best of that bunch.
He might be the best of that bunch. And that's going to be somebody, just again, he's a guy that just does everything well. He doesn't do really anything bad. But with that being said, the reason he's a second-round pick, he's not exceptional at anything either. I think outside of, you know, his hands. I think he's a very good just wide receiver in that sense. And that makes sense for a team in New England who just needs to get somebody that's consistent, that'll help out Drake May or Jacoby Brissett and just be that consistent target that they can go to. I love the pick in the sense of good value. I hate the fact that they've done this, and this is going to be so interesting. I cannot wait to talk about who the Titans just took, but we'll wait for that. I so cannot wait to talk about that. But on the Patriots, I think it's a really smart move. I think it's a really, really smart move. I don't think they're reaching by any means going to get him, even though we were talking him maybe being there at 50-60 kind of deal. But he's somebody I really, really like. Again, just doesn't really do anything eye-popping at all. Sort of. I want to talk about the player the Titans took, and I know we can't yet, but I'm...
Wow!
Hang on. It's the Titans. Can we just blow over that?
Do we want to? I mean, we knew the Patriots pick for about 10 minutes.
We knew the Patriots pick, but also, can we just allow me to keep hating on the Titans?
So,
and just ruin the pick for
no
one?
No, let's
not
ruin the pick.
I want to wait for it to come.
I do want to stay on brand here about Tennessee.
Wow, this is...
It's an interesting pick because...
We've got the first...
This feels like a real reach.
That has not...
Man, they really need to stretch,
and
Tennessee.
I was going to make a note of this earlier, and I would be interested in who the first team would be to take a player that is not inside Dave Brugler's top 100. This is the first one. It is quite early to be taking a player outside of a draft board's top 100. Obviously, they viewed him as a better player, but
guys, it's the Titans. I'm not surprised at all.
But it's such a reach for a guy who has pretty consistent character red flags as well, especially recently. Like right before the draft, he had something come up. He's also somebody that kind of has a very low ceiling at his position. He is coming in, he's going to do really one thing very well. But it was why, like, as a Bills fan, I was sitting here with specific position being like, hey, if they got a third-round pick or he was there in the fourth, I'd love it because it would help out a very specific player.
That's a fascinating thing
to say. Ed Oliver, I think he'd be perfect for him. But taking him in the second round, that's early in the second round as well. We're in the 30s still.
Tennessee does not pick until the fourth. So if they wanted a player at a certain position, they like for them it's all or nothing right now.
It is. I just that to me is such a reach because
but it makes more sense now.
His floor and his ceiling is the same level. You're getting the exact and don't get me wrong. This player won the Outland Award or the Outland Trophy this season. He was incredible.
Well, anyone that's ever done their draft homework knows what the pick is then.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's do this. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back on the other side. We'll get you this pick since we don't want to keep talking about it before dropping it. And
I was told I'm not allowed to tip picks, so I'm not going to do it.
I mean, really we did get mad at Joe last year when he was tipping picks to us.
So. I was the one doing that. Joe wasn't. Joe was getting mad at me.
Oh, that's right. That's
so this
right.
is your
this
fault.
This is my thing. This is my thing.
This is your fault.
All right, timeout. Other side, we'll continue our coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft here on WGR. Coverage of the NFL Draft on WGR is presented by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, and brought to you in part by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Browdy Construction. Join us in building Buffalo and by Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals, visit your local Honda dealer today. More coverage here next on WGR.
Coverage of the NFL Draft on WGR is presented by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, and also brought to you in part by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Brody Construction. Join us in building Buffalo. And by Upstate Honda Dealer. For great deals, visit your local Honda dealer today.
The incredible deals are back. The massive inventory is back. Yes, big discounts and low interest rates are back too. And all this makes right now a great time to buy a new car, truck, or SUV at Meguiar. With 18 new car brands across 18 locations, the Meguiar Automotive Group is sure to have what you're looking for less. Right now, Meguiar has discounts over $17,000 off MSRP on select new vehicles. Plus, we've got interest rates as low as 0% to save you even more. And remember, Meguiar will beat any advertised price in upstate New York, guaranteed. For almost 50 years, the Meguiar Automotive Group has been serving our local communities by offering the absolute best automotive values day in and day out. It's no wonder we are one of the fastest growing automotive groups in New York State. Save thousands today on our massive selection of new vehicles. Shop Meguiar now in Ithaca, Trumansburg, Watkins Glen, Syracuse, Baldwinsville, Canandaigua, and Grand Island. Meguiar, right by you. Or quick as a click at meguiarcars.com.
In New York, we're used to switching the products we use along with the seasons, because no one's wearing a tank top on the slopes. And puffy parkas don't usually make it into your beach bag. But there is one product that helps you stay comfier all year round. A cold climate heat pump is the 2-in-1 system that keeps you cooler when it's hot and warmer when it's cold. To learn how replacing your old furnace or boiler with a cold climate heat pump is the smarter way to keep your home comfier, visit cleanheat.ny.gov.
A lot of people think a traffic ticket is no big deal, so they do what seems easy and mail it in.
Hi, I'm Arthur Pressman. Everyone gets traffic tickets, but by mailing it in, you're admitting guilt, which means full penalties. And if you've had any other violations, not only will your insurance go up, you could lose your license permanently. If you get a ticket, don't mail it in. Call me.
Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice. Go to tickettojustice.com or call 261-4977.
Two big things happened in 1959. Alaska and Hawaii finally became states, and Young Waterproofing opened their doors. If your home has leaks or cracks, if your walls are buckling, your foundation is sinking, or your yard floods every time it rains, call Young Waterproofing. When it comes to your home, trust the company that's been around since there were only 48 states. Young Waterproofing. Go to youngwaterproofing.com or call 716-893-1939. Call Young Waterproofing. Experience the excellence.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance mesh detachments. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $2,300 on select equipment. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Visit Niagara Implement on Lockport Alcott Road in Newfane or Transit Road in East Amherst.
Looking for a great lunch spot downtown? Head to Osteria 166. Hi, this is Nick Patillo. We offer a $15 business lunch Wednesday through Friday. Come try Anani's Meatball Bomber or new items like the Buffalini Diablo Pizza, the PLT Sandwich, or the Gnocchi Sorrentino. No time to head out? Let us bring lunch to you. Order online at osteriabuffalo.com for pickup or call 716-858-3118 for group drop-offs.
Jeremy White here, fellow golf fanatic, and I wanted to introduce you to the Club Encore membership program with Encore Golf. Picture this, access to the finest product offerings in the golf ball world delivered right to your doorstep with benefits like exclusive discounts, free customization, free shipping, and early access to new releases. Their Club Encore membership keeps you ahead. Plus, perks like priority support and event invitations. It is the ultimate golfing experience. To learn more, visit EncoreGolf.com and sign up today. Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, welcome back to our continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft. The third trade of the second round already within the first eight picks.
This is where the action is.
The Rams move up and potentially get their Aaron Donald replacement.
Possibly. And do we have that? Is it coming? Are they going to keep...
There we go. There it's Braden Fisk out of Florida State. really, he was kind of part of like that Florida State team like in the beginning of the year. Keon Coleman was as well, where it's just like they looked like this just absolutely loaded team, freaks of nature. They blew out LSU. And as the year went on, Florida State's kind of just the vibe of them really dipped. But this is a team that desperately needs to fill that Aaron Donald hole.
Four defensive tackles in the first seven picks.
In the last five.
Not a particularly good defensive tackle.
Two positions in the second round
Johnny Newton's
exclusively.
Johnny Newton's the only one to
wide receiver and defensive tackle.
Those have been the seven picks.
Yeah.
It's like the first round all over again, guys.
Just you take out the offensive tackles and you throw in defensive tackles. And Johnny Newton's the only one
My kingdom to pick a quarterback, a cornerback.
Man, like,
good Lord.
Because now you're looking at Kool-Aid is dropping.
Kool-Aid's dropping.
Cooper DeJean
is dropping.
Was a guy that many Bills fans, if you were thinking wide receiver, that name became a slur nearly because you're like, no, not defense, not him. Now he's falling, and it might be a guy. I don't think he's going to be there at 60, about
pouncing.
But it does become a thing of like, hey, you've picked up a third. You've got four fives. Let's do something here.
All right, let's go to the Western Hotline now because Sal Capaccio is set to join us here from One Bills Drive. Sal, the Bills make their pick, and it's Keon Coleman. Your initial reaction to the newest Buffalo Bill?
Well, my initial reaction is this is kind of different than the type of player we were led to believe for a while the Bills really wanted to add as far as player acquisition throughout this entire offseason. Now, this goes back to when Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott first met with us right after the season, guys, they said explosive, big play ability, rack, ball in your hands, speed. Well, he is a rack guy. He can run with the ball in his hands, but it's not the explosive type with the speed, right? I mean, this is 4.61 40-yard dash. So I think when they said that, and then you look at the traits and you go, okay, well, he's just a bigger body who jumps up and gets contested catches, which he does. A lot of Bills fans kind of said, okay, I'm out on him. But you know, the more you watch him, you know, he's an athletic guy. He really is. He's a freak athletic guy for his size. He can do a lot of things. He just doesn't have the top-end speed. So if you can kind of overcome that by looking at him and thinking about him, I mean, this is a hell of a football player, I'll tell you that. But, you know, he just doesn't have that top-end speed that a lot of people thought the Bills were after. And I will say, after the Bills told us that, they went out and they signed Curtis Samuel. So I think that maybe that satisfied some of those things they were talking about, and that allowed them to pivot maybe to having more of a guy like, well, a better version of Gabe Davis, right? Which is a bigger guy who can go up and get contested catches, who can get separation, not all the time, who's a heck of a blocker as well, and he also returns punts.
Sale, I had tweeted out right after that pick that felt like a true Gabriel Davis replacement. When we were talking about who the Bills might select, you know, obviously yesterday the Xavier Worthy conversation, which kind of bled into today because obviously the trade back and all that stuff. But like, I don't know that I ever thought going into the draft, whether it was yesterday or today, that the Bills were out here looking for a specific style. You talked about guys that with some athletic ability, the yards after catch ability, but it was clear from this pick that they wanted to replace their X receiver. And listen, what you miss with Gabriel Davis is going to be a guy that's a dog that gets out there and run blocks. And I think you're getting a little bit of that with Keon Coleman. But to me, this is an X player. And I know we heard Brandon Bean talk about, you know, maybe he doesn't want to pigeonhole him into one position. But this certainly feels like a Gabriel Davis replacement.
Sure. And I mean, Gabe Davis was a big part of this team for the last 4 years. And he walked in free agency. Last year, they had to replace their middle linebacker, Tremaine Edmonds. That came internally. That was from, you know, Terrell Bernard. So no matter when you lose a high-quality player, you got to replace him. This year, they've had to replace Mitch Morse. That comes internally, most likely, and Connor McGovern. So you're always going to have to replace a player. And on this roster, they didn't have that guy. They don't have, you know, Khalil Shakir is certainly not that guy. You look down the road, Justin Shorter, I guess people think, could he be a guy like that? Sure, but he's a fifth-round pick who didn't play last year. This is a second-round NFL pick. Keon Coleman, who
basically
many thought
first,
you know, could be selected in the first round. Yeah, so
yeah,
you
basically.
Yes, he could be the Gabe Davis replacement, but they were going to have somebody replace Gabe Davis, no matter who it was, because they just didn't have that on the roster right now. That is not what Curtis Samuel does. It's not his game. So, look, I mean, I get it. A lot of people are upset because they wanted the freak speed with, you know, from Xavier Worthy, 4.21. I understand. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you wanted to have the fastest team in the NFL, and that's what a guy would help you get there, right? This is not a guy that's going to help you get there. I did find it super interesting, though, that Brandon Bean, this is the kind of thing that you have to remember that we don't have all the information, right? They have all the information that they need. Brandon Bean said they had access, and they have access to his GPS speed. what he does at practice, what he does in games, all the monitors they wear. You know, that's a big thing now. He said he's a 4.5, closer to a 4.5 than he's a 4.61. He plays faster than that 4.61 he ran. I thought that was super interesting. That's one of those analytics, deeper type of information gathering things that you don't know when you evaluate these guys. Brandon Bean said he went to LSU to watch him in the opener. He said he's just like jumped off the page at him, basically. Like, you watch him, he's so impressive. Came from Michigan State. He was a transfer. The fact that, think about this, the fact that he went from Michigan State to Florida State and was able to pick up their offense very quickly at the age of 19, by the way, and be able to play the way he did, right? Or right, 20.
He's 20 now.
I mean, he went 19, I guess, but he played at 20 years old. He's 20 now during last year's season. He'll be 21 in a few weeks. But, I mean, those are things the Bills care about. And maybe fans think they shouldn't care about him. But that means he's going to come into the NFL, and they are very confident he'll pick up a new offense very quickly.
All right, quickly, two more trades. This is the trade frenzy I think a lot of people were expecting in the first round, not happening until the second round. The Eagles move up. They now finally stop the slide. They are drafting Cooper DeJean, Sal, out of Iowa. After getting Quinyon Mitchell, they are rebuilding that secondary, and it reminds me of that meme of from Breaking Bad. You know, I can't. Why do they keep getting away with this? We can't keep letting them get away with this. The Eagles keep getting really solid value. You know, Howie Roseman continues to be a wizard in making some of these picks. And then the Saints, they trade up to 41, a team that doesn't have a whole lot of draft capital. So two straight trades. Sale, Cooper DeJean, trade up. You know, a good pick here for the Eagles?
Yeah, Cooper DeJean's the pick for them. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, Cooper DeJean's a good pick for any team. He's going to play. Right. He's going to be a really excellent football player. I just think he's a fantastic player. I would have been okay if the Bills took him, but they needed a wide receiver more than they needed Cooper DeJean. And I don't know if there was a path for him to play necessarily right away in Buffalo, but someone's going to find a spot. The Eagles are a good spot for him. That's a good ready-made team. He can go in there. He'll be able to play right away. So good on them. That's a good pick for them. I saw Jalen Polk went to the New England Patriots. You know, so they're trying to, you know, they're trying to add to their receiving core. Ladd McConkey's off the board, went to the Chargers, I believe. Is that correct? I think I saw that. So, you know, these guys are starting to come off the board a little bit. We'll see now. Do the Bills, you know, stay in the mind frame to keep adding to the offense? Now they go defense with their next pick, 60 overall. Do they trade again? We'll see.
All right, Sal, we'll catch up with you in a little while. Appreciate the update.
All right, you got it. Thanks.
Sal Capaccio live from One Bills Drive on our West Her Hotline. Let's take a timeout. We'll get to the top of the hour. On the other side, we'll get you updated on who the New Orleans Saints have traded up for and have picked at pick number 41. I'm Nate Geary. That's Derek Kramer and Zach Jones here giving you our continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft here on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.